In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There were three ravens sat on a tree. Down a down, hey, down a down. They were as black as they might be with a down. One of them said to his mate, "Where shall we our breakfast take? With a down, derry, 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 down, down."
Hello and welcome to Series 4, Episode 0 of the Three Ravens podcast. I'm Martin.
And I'm Eleanor.
And we've just changed the way we start our podcast.
We have, mostly because we figured we should try and crack on with episodes a little bit.
Yeah.
But don't worry, there will be plenty of jolly chat elsewhere.
Indeed. And if you're new to Three Ravens, hello and welcome. You've got over 100 episodes to enjoy in the back catalogue, but we're looking forwards, not backwards.
In spite of the fact that we're about to embark on our second lap around England's 39 historic counties.
Well, the way I see it, we're not going backwards. It's not full on Widdershins. Rather, we're going forwards in laps.
Yeah, that makes sense. Even if our route around England is going to see us returning to where we've been in a totally random sequence, that kind of makes no sense at all.
That's very true. Anyway, dear listener, hi. It feels like it's been ages.
Hi, and yes, it has been ages. And we've made a vow not to talk about how busy we are on the podcast because we realised we'd done it quite a bit last series. But we'll just say our break between series wasn't idle.
No, we've been writing, researching, interviewing people, studying, performing. It's mostly been really great, apart from the weather, which was pretty much terrible the whole time.
But thankfully, it's now getting brighter and warmer, just in time for the launch of Series 4. And as you'll see from our photos on social media, the tulips are out.
They are, and looking very pretty indeed. Anyhow, this episode is here, like our previous Episode 0s, to remind everyone who we are and what we're about, and to give you some news and a few updates on bits and bobs we've learned since last series.
And in terms of who we are, my name's Eleanor Conlon. I'm a writer, actor, puppeteer, Shakespeare scholar, witch, and folklore nerd.
And I am Martin Vaux, writer, actor, romanticism obsessive, and also a folklore nerd.
You're now officially a folklore expert, actually, as decided by the very nice people at the BBC.
That's true. This is because during Series 3, some very nice presenters on regional BBC stations started asking me to speak about local folklore on their programmes, and I ended up on BBC 5 Live and all sorts. It was very fun.
It was wonderful, and it speaks to the amazing way in which Three Ravens grew and grew during our first year.
It has been so cool. From starting in our first week with about 40 downloads, not long after Series 3, we passed the major milestone of 150,000 downloads, which was insane. And now we're climbing our way up to 200,000.
We never know if people listening to the podcast care about numbers like these. And actually, why would you? But to us, they're really exciting. I mean, I think when we reach a quarter of a million, we should open a bottle of champagne.
Well, to be fair, you do like to open a bottle of champagne to mark just about any occasion.
It's the day that ends with a Y. Open a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, not for me, thanks. I get indigestion. Anyway, in terms of what the podcast is about, it's fair to say it's changed a little bit since we first started. It
sure has. Originally, we thought we'd be releasing one 45-minute podcast a week, each containing a bit of history and folklore from one of England's 39 historic counties, plus a short story.
And if you go back to those earliest episodes, particularly in Series 1, the stories are short.
They are. I mean, I'm still very proud of them, but we quickly realised we wanted to do more with the episodes and with the stories, and that we wanted to talk about things which spilled over outside the framework of the 39 counties.
Hence the launch of the bonus series.
Yes, so we have four of those which alternate on a cycle. The first being Magic and Medicine, where I talk about the history of types of spells and folk healing and all sorts of witchy things. Mm-hmm. And then second comes episodes of the Three Ravens Bestiary, where you do a deep dive into a mythical creature and its history.
And then it's your turn again to do Dying Arts, episodes about heritage crafts and the history behind those, before I do a Something Wicked episode about a folkloric true crime from at some point in the dim and distant past.
And then we also release seasonal specials from time to time.
Like at Christmas, where we went bonkers and released loads of mini episodes like an audio advent calendar.
We're already looking forward to next Christmas, by the way, and we have a plan.
A cunning plan, and hopefully a good plan.
It's a very good plan.
Plus, haunting season.
Yes, for October, a month of ghost stories and bonus episodes about spooky things. We've not been idle, have we?
We have not. And along the way, we've met so many wonderful listeners, and the Three Ravens community has grown and grown and grown.
Do you know how many listeners we have in total?
We don't, strangely. That's not a number our podcast service gives us. We know how many listen month on month, but I can tell you a cool thing. Here's the top 10 countries Three Ravens listeners have come from in the last year. Number one, no prizes for guessing, Great Britain.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Number two, the United States.
Again, not a huge surprise.
Then number three, Australia. Number four, Canada. Number five, Ireland. Number six, Germany.
Germany. Well, hi there, German listeners.
Number seven, France.
Again, quite a big surprise. We need to be more careful how we speak about the Hundred Years' War and the French in general, I think.
Ah, they don't mind. It's all in good humour. Then number eight, the Netherlands. Number nine, Spain. And number 10, Sweden.
That's so cool. Hello to everyone in Sweden, Spain and the Netherlands. And thank you for listening to us sufficiently to break the top 10.
And for the sake of fun, do you want to know in which countries we are least listened to?
Go on.
Okay. Top five least listened countries. In last place, the Seychelles. Second last, the Cayman Islands.
No money launderers listening to Three Ravens. I mean, come on.
I'm not sure only money launderers live on the Cayman Islands, but yeah, point taken. Third last, the Ukraine.
Which is fair enough. They have a lot going on.
They sure have. Then fourth last, Uganda in East Africa, which I take a little personally, considering I did live there for 6 years. But whatever, Uganda, you do you. And then in fifth last, Somalia.
You see, you might think this is a bad thing, like we're not doing that well in Somalia, yeah. But I think it's pretty great that somewhere in Somalia someone's listened to Three Ravens.
Oh, yeah, it's incredibly cool that that's happened at all, because clearly Three Ravens has spread literally all over the world, across six continents.
Not Antarctica.
Well, the podcast service doesn't measure listeners there. It's possible, but it seems unlikely.
Still, South America?
Yeah, we have a genuine crew of Three Ravens listeners in Argentina, plus other groups in Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Peru, and Ecuador. We're yet to penetrate into Bolivia or Paraguay, but who knows? This time next year, it could have happened.
Episode 0, Season 5, we have penetrated Bolivia.
Yeah, exactly.
That is absolutely worth, because, I mean, not to shatter illusions too awfully here, but Martin and I record the podcast in our office, which is also our workroom, and to help with sound insulation, we do hang up blankets on a laundry rack, which is to say that the Three Ravens is not perhaps the most high-tech affair.
Definitely not. It's very much a homegrown, artisanal podcast. But the reason I bring this stuff up at all is because, firstly, I think it's so sensationally cool that what we do from our little workroom next to the ironing board is reaching people all throughout the world.
The ironing board is a valuable part of the creative team.
Yeah, it's essential. And secondly, basically the only reason anyone is hearing the podcast is because people who have listened to us have made the effort to pass it on to other people, whether on social media or in conversation or however it might be. But this whole thing is organic, baby. It's growing.
It sure is. And hopefully it won't stop anytime soon.
No, definitely not.
And we'll keep working to make sure the podcast is as good as it can be, of course. And we're always keen for feedback as well as to hear from people. So do email us ideas and things to threeravenspodcast@gmail.com.
And if you know anyone in Bolivia or Paraguay, or indeed the Seychelles, the Cayman Islands, Ukraine, Uganda, or Somalia, let's see if we can move the needle.
You're so silly.
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
And do we know which of the episodes have been the most popular?
Well, it's mostly series one, as you might expect. The older the episodes, the more they've been listened to. But there are some outliers. For example, our Devon episode, our Norfolk episode, and Haunting Season all kind of bucked that trend. And some of the more obscure counties are definitely less listened to.
Ah, Huntingdonshire.
And Rutland and Westmoreland.
Those three, hey?
Yeah, but that's okay. You can't win them all.
No, as those counties know all too well. Sorry, Huntingdonshire. I believe
Shots
in you.
Fired.
They want to reinstate it as a real county.
That's true.
I'm there for them.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm an ardent supporter. Still, your point earlier was we're not looking back. We are looking forward.
We are. And so, what's changing?
Well, one thing that's changing is we're not going to do field recordings for every episode.
No, we realise this is going to disappoint some people, especially our differently abled listeners who are bedbound and who like to hear the outside world through the podcast. But basically, last year, it proved one of the hardest things to get done every week.
It's not just recording something. It's going to the place to record the thing in the day, ensuring it's quiet, not lashing it down with rain, and trying to link it to the episode. We did our best, and we did keep it up for a whole year, including going to some pretty tenuous places, but it caused quite a lot of stress.
It did. And so we will, from time to time, record those kinds of intros and bits of audio to drop into episodes as well. But we've decided to save ourselves the anxiety, which was pronounced during the winter.
I mean, no joke, there were weeks where it rained every day, and we were looking at each other thinking, what are we going to do? Another backing of rain, perhaps?
Yeah. So no more of that. But on the positive, we're introducing new things, some of which are pretty substantial.
We'll talk about those in more depth in episode one, but we are launching the Three Ravens Book Club, plus you're running a whole new bonus series.
Yeah, local legends, which means we're moving to three releases a week.
Plus on some weeks, that's going to be four releases a week, what with Patreon exclusives and the film club.
And if we decided to do a seasonal special that week or whatever, it could be more. But let's not sweat that for the time being.
No, not thinking about that till it happens. Christmas.
As for local legends, though, the idea of that series is I've been interviewing all sorts of amazing people, lots of folklorists, historians, podcasters, fascinating human beings from the counties we're talking about. And so each week we're going to release one of those interviews in which we'll introduce some different perspectives, different voices, and get a bit more diversity on the podcast.
And we're also adding within episodes a lovely idea which we got from our Three Ravens live stream. We're adding county dishes.
We are. Traditional foods from each county, which has been very fun to research.
Plus all the usual things, including history, folklore, and original stories, which really is the core of the Three Ravens experience, isn't it?
It is. And we have some corkers coming up, from ghost and fairy stories to giant stories, romances, old gods. We've got so much exciting stuff.
And otherwise, things will remain much the same. Magic and Medicine, Three Ravens Bestiary, Dying Arts, and Something Wicked, with Monday episodes released early on Patreon.
Plus, also through Patreon, ad-free listening, our stories as text versions, published the same day episodes go up.
Provided you remember.
Yep, provided I remember. Otherwise, they're published when I remember. Then, of course, there's the Three Ravens newsletter on the first of the month for Patreon subscribers, the Patreon exclusive for the month in the second week, and the Film Club episode for the month in the fourth week of that month.
With the all-new Book Club live stream chats happening in the third week of the month.
Yeah, so each week there's something extra special, as well as the county episode on the Monday, bonus episode on the Thursday, and local legends episode on the Saturday.
Oh boy, so much exciting stuff.
Yep, so much.
In which case, shall we crack on?
Let's do it. And you're going to need to keep quiet while I'm reading my story this week, because it has jokes. And if you giggle, it's going to take ages to record.
Well, that's hardly partly my fault. If you don't want me laughing, don't write them funny.
Well, I do want you laughing, of course, but if you laugh, then we have to re-record that bit.
Yeah, but...
God send every gentleman, such hounds, such hawks, such leemen, with a down, dairy, dairy, dairy.